Var Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is the opening round of the Graber Post Buildings Holiday Classic at North Davies High School. Tonight, in the opener, the Var Reeves Vikings look for their eighth win on the season and their perennial first-round opponent, it seems like, up here at the Graber Post, the South Knox Spartans. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson, here on the pregame show. And, Coach, it's been a nine-day layoff. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Yeah, it was a good Christmas for myself and my family, and got to travel all over the place and see some family that we hadn't seen in a while, so that was really good. We also, with the Dubois game being played last Tuesday, were able to give the guys a couple much-needed mental and physical days off, and we had a couple guys dinged up a little bit. I think we're healthy and ready to get back at it.
So tonight, the opponent, South Knox, you know, this is a team that obviously we've always been familiar with here at Var Eve. It's a team that you've played both at Wood Memorial. You played them in a county rivalry game at Vincennes and now at Var Eve. And just like the Vikings, they've got a first-year coach in Coach Burkett.
Yeah, you know, David and I, we were on staff together whenever I first started coaching with Coach McBride, so I know David pretty well. You know, obviously Mark did a great job there at South Knox as a head coach, but David was his varsity assistant, and a lot of the reason that they did things defensively the way they did them was because of David. He's doing a lot of the similar, things, running a lot of the same sets that they have run in the last couple years, and a lot of that's for continuity, but also they're things that David is familiar and good with.
Talk a little bit about South Knox's personnel. I know a lot of regulars back. They did have a couple of, you know, key contributors graduate, but what should we expect tonight from the Spartans?
Well, you know, I had a big loss when Brandon Ficklin graduated there last year, but they've got his brother back, and obviously Gage Bobe and Ficklin are their top two guys, their top two scorers, but they got other kids that can hurt you. The Johnson kid on the wing does a pretty good job of knocking down some threes. Well, each kid is a big physical guard that can actually guard some post guys, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him mixing it up with some of our post guys on the defensive end. But they're, you know, like you said, 5-1. Their only loss is to a good Sullivan team, and that was the first game of the year, so they bounced back very well from that loss, and I think they're playing pretty good basketball right now.
A lot of veteran returners for South Knox. You know, without giving away too much of the game plan, what are some things that that we need to do well tonight to move on, at least on the winner's side of the bracket, to the second round?
Well, to move to the right of the bracket, we're going to have to do a good job on the Ficklin kid and make sure that he doesn't, you know, get in the 20 to 25-point range. We're going to have to make sure we stay down on the floor. He uses a lot of shot fakes to be able to get guys off balance and make post moves that he wants to make. We're going to also have to make sure we find him in transition because he's one of those guys that's long and lanky, 6'4 kid that can get a defensive rebound and go coast to coast with it. So we're going to have to make sure we know where he's at and get him stopped in transition. And then also making sure that Bobe and Johnson get limited looks from the perimeter, I think, will be very key for us on the defensive end. On the offensive end, I think we've got to take advantage of our size and different ways of getting the ball into Keegan Q and Austin, then our perimeter guys when they collapse, making reads off of double teams and making appropriate cuts.
All right, starters tonight, Coach?
We'll go the same way that we have been, with Bryson at the one, Gabe at the two, Isaac at the three, and then Austin and Keegan at the 4-5 horse.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we are talking to you after a big Graber Post Buildings Holiday Classic victory.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, that's Barrie Pitt basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings getting ready to go here in round one in the Cougar Den. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, I'll be joined by Barrie, assistant principal and athletic director, Aaron Ash. Barrie and South Knox getting ready. Back to North Davies after this 2-minute timeout.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field, with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at the Cougar Den alongside Barrie Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Aaron Ash. I am Mike DeCourcy. And Mr. Ash, the Cougar Den is filling up nicely here tonight.
Yeah, this is a great atmosphere. These holiday tourneys, you always get good crowds, and especially tonight with Barrie South Knox, Lagodi North Davis, and then Fort Wayne Blackhawk and Brownstown that had the 4:30 game. A lot of people were interested to come see both those teams play. So I think by 6:30 or so, we're going to have a packed house.
Yeah, certainly. And the nightcap, the 7:30 game, for the second time in 5 days, you're going to have Lagodi traveling to the Cougar Den to take on North Davies in what was a two-point game last Saturday night up here at the Cougar Den.
Yeah, that was a really good performance by Lagodi. They had not been playing very well, but they, at least my sources say, they shot the ball extremely well, and that really gave them a chance, an opportunity to steal one from North Davies, who has just been lights out so far this year. So I haven't seen either team play. I'm looking forward to staying around and watching another good game after ours. And you know, Lagodi and North Davies are both very talented teams, and it could definitely go either way, especially only playing 5 days ago.
Well, first game, of course, is what has basically became a perennial activity up here at North Davies, and that is Barrie and South Knox playing in the opener.
And I watch the draw every year. It's not rigged. They really do get drawn out. It's the fourth or fifth year in a row that we've had to square off with South Knox. And, you know, always a tough battle. South Knox is always a fundamentally sound team, have athletes that are talented, especially the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. They've been a very good basketball program, and looking for a good game tonight. They're already had a good start to the year. I think they've only lost one game, their first game opening night against Sullivan. So look forward to a really nice ball game.
And this is a South Knox team. I'm not going to say that a lot of people are sleeping on, but they returned four starters from a sectional championship team. And it's just like, well, they've had a coaching change, kind of like the Vikings, and nobody wants to say a whole lot about them. But, I mean, I think this is the South Knox team in that 2A tournament. They're going to be right there at the end again like they have been for for the last several years.
You know, you're right. They've really flown under the radar. Not many people are talking about them. I think more people talk about the coaching change with Mark, you know, going to Southridge than they do about the talent that this group has. They lost Fickling, who was a 3 or 4 year starter for South Knox, and he was a very nice player, but they have loads of talent coming back. And I just, you know, the JV contests have been very closely contested the last couple of years too. So I think a lot of people are, you know, coming into this tourney, looked at Fort Wayne Blackhawk and Bar Eve meeting in the championship, but you know, both teams have a long way to go to get there, and South Knox definitely will have something to say about that.
Yeah, South Knox certainly more than capable. South Knox, the defending Class 2A sectional champion. And when you talk about South Knox, we talked about Brandon Fickling graduated, but his younger brother Justin, a junior, fits right into the mix, averaging a shade under 20 points a game. These Fickling brothers have been a pair that have given the Vikings matchup problems for years.
Yeah, and actually Justin, the junior, is probably more skilled than his brother Brandon was. Brandon was more of a physical player that could score 10 feet and in, and he was really hard to handle. But Justin, he's a little taller, and he can shoot it a little better from the perimeter. He can score in more ways. So he's got a chance to be really good over the next 2 years. And throw in Bobe and Johnson as well as returning starters that provided a lot of scoring for the Spartans last year.
So Bar Eve, this is their first activity in 9 days. And the last time we saw these Vikings was a home contest and a 19-point win over Northeast Dubois. And one of the things that we've learned over the years, Coach Ash, is anytime you can get a 19-point win over Northeast Dubois, you might have really done something. And Dubois always kind of, they drag you down and make you play their style, which is physical. It's always a little slower. Baskets are very, very hard to come by. Transition opportunities, almost non-existent. But it was a game that Bar Eve really in the second quarter kind of took control of.
Yeah, and it's hard to score against Northeast Dubois. Like you said, they play a physical style of basketball. They take their time on offense. And, you know, to put up over 60 points is really saying a lot. Give credit to our kids. They were efficient on the offensive end. They did a nice job on defense, speeding the game up, utilizing a half-court trap, and really getting Dubois turned over and playing faster than they wanted to. So like you said, 19-point win against Dubois, those are hard to come by, and it was 3 points a year ago at Dubois, 29-26. So, you know, to be able to turn that around and score over 60 is definitely a credit to our kids and being able to speed the game up a little bit.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have more of the pregame. We will have the prescription shop, prescription for success, and a whole lot more. Bar Eve and South Knox getting ready to roll here at the Cougar Den. Back to North Davies after this 2-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at the Cougar Den alongside Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Bar Eve and South Knox getting ready. Bar Eve going to be the home team, and South Knox is going to be the visitors here today. Vikings in their home whites, South Knox in their traveling reds, trimmed in a little bit of blue and a touch of white, it looks like. So this is game number three here at the Cougar Den today. Opener today was won by Clay City. They knocked off Pike Central 46-31. And in the second game just completed, Brownstown Central falls to defending champion Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian 48-35. So Bar Eve will play the winner tomorrow. Where am I at? No, they will. The winner is already set up. The Pike Central Clay City game. The Clay City awaits the winner. Excuse me. Pike Central awaits the loser in the consolation game. Took me a minute to spit it out, Coach.
That's all right. A lot of action going on.
So lots of stuff. So, well, tonight's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. You know, Coach Ash, we've seen several games now. You know, there's been some noticeable changes with the coaching change. Vikings obviously playing a little bit faster. There's also a lot of similarities, so we're obviously getting a feel. We know there's a coaching change with South Knox. They're going to do things differently as well. But from your vantage point, what do the Vikings need to do tonight to grab another win?
Well, there's a couple of things that have kind of jumped out at me, over the course of the first eight games. The one thing, the dribble penetration, our guys have got to be better on the defensive end of being able to contain the basketball, contain the dribble, keep the ball from getting into the lane. That's one thing that it seems like every game, every night, I kind of walk away from as our guys have to get better at that. You know, just the lateral quickness, being able their first step defensively when an offensive player starts to drive the basketball, they've got to do a better job of shutting those drives off. And I know they're working on that in practice. That's one thing. And then also getting Keegan O'Neill a little bit more involved and just putting him in positions on the floor where, you know, he can be successful. So often we see the ball go to the block area, and it just seems like teams right now have really keyed on Keegan, and they've got him frustrated where they're double and triple teaming him, and there's nothing Keegan can do other than try to turn and make a good pass out. That's one thing that I would like to see, you know, tonight, getting him involved early, not necessarily scoring, but just getting him involved where he's getting some touches. He's one of the better passers that we have as well, and if teams are going to focus and key on it, it's just putting him in his spots on the floor where he can utilize his passing skills as well as his offensive skills. So, you know, whether that's getting him post touches, touches at the elbow, short corner, but just kind of running the offense through him a little bit, making sure to get the big guy involved. And that's one area that I think we have not seen Keegan at his best. And he's not going to have to score 20 points for Bar Eve to be successful this year. We've got so many weapons this year where we're very balanced. But being able to utilize him on the offensive end, whether it's getting assist or even being a decoy sometimes where teams are going to put two and three guys on him, that's one of the main focuses that teams have had coming into this year. So, you know, and Keegan understands that, and you know, he just needs to continue to keep his head up and keep playing hard.
Yeah, that certainly is, and Keegan is obviously going to be a big factor in this tournament. Well, Aaron Ash, if you haven't been to the Cougar Den, obviously some cosmetic changes have taken place here. Not only do they have an entirely new, you know, system of bleachers here, where that is just a phenomenal upgrade. It looks great. But the benches have traded sides.
I feel backwards. I feel like I'm on the other end. My eyes are doing.
I'm kind of dizzy.
My eyes are playing tricks on me here. Yeah, they switched sides of the court. I'm not sure, you know, the reason for that. I know it does get the benches closer to the locker rooms where, you know, kind of get in and out a little easier. But it looks nice. It looks really nice. They did a good job. They definitely lost some seating, but they've got more space on the sidelines. They have nice little handicap inserts, you know, on the sidelines as well. You know, I think that's a better spot than, you know, behind the basket and on the end lines. But definitely an upgrade, to say the least. Their bleachers were, they had the plastic ones on the bottom, and they still had the old wooden ones on the top, and they wiped them all out and definitely had a big upgrade.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. Back to the Cougar Den after this timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000, breaking the price $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at the Cougar Den, starting lineups being introduced. And as Coach Thompson talked about in the pregame, Vikings going to go the way that they went all year long. It's a three-guard set. Bryson Graber starting at the point guard position. Bryson, a 6'3 sophomore. Second guard, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, the Vikings' leading scorer. He is a 6'1 senior. Third guard, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet and a senior. Pair of forwards tonight for the Vikes, Austin Ainsco. Austin, 6'5 and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan is a 6'8 junior. Vikes coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. South Knox, they are going to go like this. Gage Bogue. Gage is a 6 foot senior guard. Zach Wellage, another guard. He's 6'1 and a senior. Justin Fickling, who we talked a lot about in the pregame. Fickling starting at a forward position. He is a 6'3 junior. Nick Johnson, also in the starting lineup tonight. Johnson is a 6'4" senior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Noah Thomas. Thomas is a 6'2 senior. And South Knox, as we mentioned, are coached by David Burkett. He was an assistant, longtime assistant for Mark Rohr. And he steps over, moves down the bench one seat, and takes over for the Spartans after Coach Mark Rohr, now at Southridge. So, tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain. It's Fickling and Ainsco in the center circle. Tip is up, controlled by Barre. Bryson Graber's got it. Looks like South Knox is going to start man-to-man. Isaac Wagler over to Gladish. Keegan over to Bryson on the right side. Gladys down to Keegan O'Neill. Keegan out on the left block. Going to go through everybody. His shot going to be short. Ainsco going to pick up the offensive rebound. He's going to be blocked. Ball on the floor. South Knox going to pick it up.
Good opportunity there. Keegan just couldn't get the one around the basket to go. It was a good set to get Keegan the ball on the block. It just left a little bit short.
Bobe with the basketball. Nick Johnson now. Fickling. He's guarded by Ainsco. Barreve man-to-man. South Knox going to reset. Wellage has it. He's guarded by Bryson Graber. Fickling trying to get around Ainsco. Going to spin through everybody. Layup no good. Austin with a rebound. Gets it off to Bryson. Here comes Barreve. And Isaac Wagler gets behind everybody. Good pass from Bryson. 2-0 Vikings.
That's a good job of Ainsco. Good defense there, getting a hand up, and then ripped the rebound down, got the outlet to Bryson, who sprinted up the floor and found Isaac Wagler underneath the basket for a layup.
So South Knox, second possession. Nick Johnson down to Fickling on the baseline. Good move by Fickling, but it rolls out. Another rebound for Ainsco, and here comes Barreve. Gladish on the left wing, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan on the left block. He's going to spin. His shot no good. Rebounded by South Knox.
Again, Keegan just a little bit short on that shot.
Bobe sets for three, and he got it to go. 3-2 South Knox.
First couple possessions here for South Knox. They looked like they were going to go after Austin Ainsco with him guarding Fickling, just kind of isolating him, trying to go one-on-one. Austin's done a good job so far guarding.
Keegan going to set for a long two. It's no good. Rebounded by South Knox. Not a good start for Keegan O'Neill. Johnson's got it. Pull up. 16-footer. It's short. And bounces out of bounds. Barreve going to get it back. 3-2 here in the early going. South Knox by a point. Isaac's got it over on the right side. Pass going to be deflected away. Keegan going to pick it up. Back out to Bryson. Bryson. Ainsco. Over to Keegan O'Neill. Back to Bryson. Out to Keegan. Barreve just running some offense right here. Gladys has got it. Behind the back dribble. Back to Bryson. Barreve going to reset. Bryson. Bounce pass. Isaac Wagler. Layup. Got it. Good possession for the Vikings, not in a hurry.
They got a couple nice ball reversals, and Bryson finally broke his man down on defense, and there Isaac Wagler was, the right place at the right time.
4-3, Barreve. Fickling going to set for a three. He got it. 6-4. South Knox by a pair. Bryson Graber going to bounce it over. Ainsco sets for three. Swish. 7-6, Barreve by a point.
South Knox won an offensive foul on Bryson.
Good job falling down.
Yeah, it was. Defense was in a good position, but he shouldn't have fell down. That allowed Ainsco to get a wide open shot when his man had to come help on Bryson.
So Johnson's got it. Out to Bobe. Bobe guarded by Isaac Wagler. They're going to try to get Bobe in a ball screen situation. He's going to skip it out. Long three put up is good by Noah Thomas. It's 9-7. South Knox has hit three triples here in the first 4 minutes. Keegan O'Neill down on the block. Spun, laid it in. We're tied at nine.
That's a good job in our transition, just getting the ball up the floor. Keegan getting to that block area.
Johnson's guarded by Gabe. And Isaac going to cheat a passing lane. Get out on Bobe. Lay it up and in. 11-9. Good job by Isaac.
That's Isaac's third basket. He's got six so far.
So 11-9. Vikings by two again. Fickling's got it. Over to Bobe. Bobe trying to get down on the baseline. Thomas back to Bobe. He's in the left corner. Bobe pull-up jumper, no good. Keegan with a rebound. off to Bryson, and here comes Barrees. Bryson, spinner in the lane, no good, and pulled down by Fickling. And they're going to get a travel on Fickling. And what happened right there, he and Ainsco battled for the rebound, and he tried to take off dribbling. Another Viking defender ran in front, caused him to travel. On the inbounds, bad pass, Keegan O'Neill, and here comes South Knox on the run. Fickling, layup, got it. We're tied at 11. Keegan's got it. Ainsco going to set for another three. It's short. Rebounded by Fickling.
Good block out by South Knox.
Bobe's got it on the left side. Fickling now top of the key. Two minutes left, first quarter. We're tied at 11. Ball on the floor. And South Knox going to pick it up. Fickling with it. In the corner, Johnson sets for three. Got it. 14-11. Barrie trails by three.
It's a 4-3 so far for the Spartans. They come out shooting lights out.
Bryson Graber gets around everybody. Layup. Got it. 14-13.
At a pretty fast pace. You can see both teams.
No fouls called.
No, and both teams kind of taking a deep breath. It's been a while since both of them have played.
Bobe going to set for another three. No good. Rebounded by Ainsco. Here comes Barrieve. Isaac Wagler down quickly the other way. His three, no good. It rolled out. Fickling with a rebound. We're at a minute left exactly here in the quarter. Let's see if South Knox tries to get the last shot of quarter number one.
Looks like they're going to slow it down here, spread it out.
Fickling. Going to go to work on Ainsco. Spins a couple of times. Thomas had a three, didn't take it. Now it looks like they're going to call for one shot coming up on 30 seconds left in the quarter. Fickling's got it. Out high. Ainsco backs up. And we're almost down to 10 seconds. And here we go. Fickling going to go to work. Going to pull up. His shot going to be short. South Knox going to grab the rebound. Out to Johnson. Good. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 17-13 South Knox. Back to the Cougar Den after this one-minute timeout.
The Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Stop by Stop & See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop & See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop & See do the cooking for your family. Stop & See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barrieve Sports.
17-13, South Knox leads at the end of a quarter, and the three ball has been the difference, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, no, they've shot the lights out. They've made 5 3-pointers, four different players have all connected from long range, and they've done a good job just knocking shots down. That's the bottom line. You know, you miss a couple of those, it's a much different looking game, but putting the ball in the basket's the name of the game, so they're doing a good job so far in quarter one.
Quentin Yoder into the game. Wellage has it, guarded by Bryson. His shot, no good, rebounded by Quentin. Here comes Bryson, wants to push it a little bit. Quentin's got it, Top of the key, Bryson now. Between the legs. Dribble handoff, Gabe Gladish. Over to Isaac. Wanted to hit Gabe on a flare screen, couldn't find him. There's Quentin. Bryson Graber now. Going to spin. Ainsco off the glass, got it. Another good look from Bryson. Good cut by Austin, 17-15.
They've done a really nice job on Gabe Gladish. They have not let him even come close to getting a look. Sabari's got to utilize that as South Knox is really keeping a defender close on Gabe.
Thomas has got it out high. Bari been man-to-man the whole game. Johnson, short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Quentin.
Got away with the travel, but he missed the shot, so no harm done there.
Bryson Graber. Out to Ainsco. Isaac. Bryson going to set for three. Got it. 18-17. Barreve retakes the lead.
Again, good ball movement there by Barreve. They got to get stops on this defensive end. Got to do a little better job closing out on shooters and staying tight with shooters.
Bobes got it. It's a high ball screen from Thomas. He's going to try to drive it, and Isaac going to take it away. Isaac, little step-in move. His shot no good, and last touched by Quentin Yoder out of bounds. South Knox going to get it back.
Isaac did the right thing. Yet another guy, Viking player, running on the side, but there's also a South Knox defender waiting to block that, so Isaac went up and just couldn't get the layup to fall.
1-3-1 this time for Barreve. Thomas, short jumper on the baseline, got it. Barreve had a deflection in front of the bench and couldn't pick it up. So South Knox retakes the lead, 19-18. Gladish has it. Top of the key, Bryson. Isaac. Back to Bryson, and his pass is going to be picked away, but Ainsco going to pick it up, and he's going to travel with it. Yep. .5:21 left, second quarter, 19-18. South Knox by a point. Barreve 1-3-1 again. Thomas. Out to Johnson. Wellage has it now. Over to Bobe. And ball going to be picked up. Turnover created. Here comes Barreve, Bryson Graber. Bryson out to Isaac. Ainsco. Gladish down to Quentin Yoder. Quentin in the lane. Going to be fouled. Lay it up. Guess what? Chance for a three-point play, Quentin Yoder.
Quentin caught the ball on the block, and he took about 3 seconds looking to pass, and finally saw he had a one-on-one opportunity and made a nice move to the middle.
I think it was looking for a basket-cutting Isaac Wagler.
Yeah.
And he kind of followed Isaac in there, so he just turned and went in and scored. First foul whistled on either team. And free throw no good. So here comes South Knox with the basketball. Fickling. Spin move, layup, got it. 21-20, South Knox retakes the lead.
That was a good spin by Fickling there. Quentin Yoder shut the baseline off, and Fickling just spun right to the middle.
And bad pass by Gladish. Fickling going to lay it up. No good, but he's going to be fouled by Ainsco. Go to the line to shoot two.
Fickling's had a really good start so far. He's got 7 points, an opportunity to get two more at the free throw line, but he's been very active on both ends of the floor, rebounding, getting some deflections, a good steal there. It's kind of a lazy pass by the Vikings.
Fickling's free throw is short. He'll have one more. Keegan O'Neill checking in. He's going to get Ainsco. Pickling second free throw. Rolls off, no good. So Barib catches a break there. Bryson Graber with the basketball. Bryson over to Isaac on the right side. Bryson, little floater in the lane, no good. Isaac Wagler and Keegan basically fought over it, I think.
Yeah,
here comes South Knox with it.
Two players there going after the rebound.
Johnson's got it, guarded by Gabe Gladish. And he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
It's a good defense by Gabe initially, and then when the shot went up, he just got a little bit tighter, and that's what they're going to call a little bump. And Johnson will get a chance to shoot two free throws. It's Gabe's first foul, team's second.
First one is in and out, no good. He'll have one more, 21-20. South Knox by a point, 3:40 left. Second one, no good. So Barib catches another break. Here comes Bryson Graber. Out to Isaac Wagler. Keegan going to spin on the baseline, lay it up, got it. Good set right there to clear out that baseline so Keegan could go right, go left, spun, laid it in, 22-21.
Well,
good move by Keegan.
With Keegan and Quentin in the, on the floor at the same time, Barib loses some quickness on defense, but they gain a lot of post presence and size on offense, and you've got to take advantage of that if you're Barib.
And Fickling knocks in another three right over Keegan O'Neill, 24-22.
It's a 6-3 South Knox that's hitting this first half, and like I said just a second ago, South Knox poses some matchup problems for Barib with the two bigs in the game if they take advantage of it.
Keegan going to go over Fickling. His shot no good. But Isaac Wagler going to tap it off South Knox. It should be Barib basketball.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, they got it right. Good job by the officials getting together there.
And bad inbounds pass. That's another one from Gladish.
It's the second time Barib has turned it over just from a simple inbound pass. I think part of the blame has to go to each, the inbounder and then the guy trying to get open.
So Fickling with it again. He's going to step back. Another three, no good. Rebounded by Gladish. Bryson Graber going to travel with it.
Mm.
And Coach Josh Thompson doesn't like what he sees. He wants a full timeout. We'll take one, too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 2 minutes left, second quarter, 24-22 South Knox. Back to the Cougar Den after this one-minute timeout.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Barib Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at North Davies, 24-22, 2 minutes left, first half, South Knox by two and with the basketball.
And Barry's got to find a way to continue to get some stops. The defense here this second quarter has been better, but just sloppy on the offensive end, some unforced turnovers.
So Johnson with it. Over to Fickling.
This looks like they were trying to isolate Keegan over here with Johnson.
Fickling with it again. He's going to bag it out to the center circle.
I think they might be satisfied taking a two-point lead into halftime.
And Fickling tried to break down Barreve, but pass is going to be tapped out of bounds. Ainsco checks in for Quentin Yoder. That'll make the defensive matchups a little more appetizing for the Vikings, we hope. Bobe with it, almost a steal by Isaac Wagler. And Johnson going to set for another three. This one no good. Going to go over the backboard.
Oh, whoa.
And they make a three. Oh. 27-22. And that is a horrifically terrible missed call by all three officials.
Wow. Is that Johnson that hit that?
Yep. Ainsco out to Bryson. I mean, it was so bad, the players stopped playing.
Yeah, everybody stopped.
So Bryson Graber with it. We're coming up on 20 seconds. Mari trying to get organized. Bryson, we're at 10. Isaac Wagler with it down low. His layup off the glass, no good. And South Knox going to rebound it, and that's going to do it. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-22, South Knox leads it by five. Back to the Cougar Den after this three-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barreve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at halftime, 27-22 South Knox. Aaron Ash.
Yeah, we'll start with South Knox scoring. They were led by the junior forward, Justin Fickling. He had 2 3-point field goals. He had 2 2-point field goals for 10 first half points. He was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Nick Johnson, 6'4 senior, he had 9 points on 3 3-point field goals. He was also 0 of 2 from the free throw line for his 9. Noah Thomas had 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal for 5 points. And Gage Bobe connected on 1 3-point field goal for 3 points for Bobe. So again, Fickling led the way with 10, 9 for Johnson, 5 for Thomas, and 3 for Bobe for a total of 27 first half points. For the Bari Vikings, they were led by Isaac Wagler. He had 3 2-point field goals for 6 points. Bryson Graber had 5 points, 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal. Austin Ainsco, 5 points, 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal. Keegan O'Neill, 4 points, 2 2-point field goals. And Quentin Yoder with 1 2-point field goal. He was also 0 of 1 from the free throw line. That was Barry's only free throw attempt in the first half. So again, Isaac with 6, Bryson and Austin 5 apiece. 4 for Keegan O'Neill and 2 for Quentin Yoder for a total of 22 points. Quarter score in South Knox jumped out to a 17-13 first half lead with 5 3-point field goals made in that first quarter. 15 of their 17 points were on 3-point field goals. In the second half, the second quarter, South Knox outscored Bar Eve 10-9 to take a 27-22 halftime edge.
No other way to put it, Coach Ash, it looks like the Vikings have not played basketball in 9 days.
Yeah, no, and that's you're exactly right. Both teams a little flat out of the gate. South Knox's shooting has kind of hid some of their mistakes. Making 6 3-point field goals in one half of basketball is going to cover up some things. Bari looks a little flat. Haven't played in over a week, and you can tell just the bounce, the energy is just not there, or hasn't been there this first half. 27-22, down 5, a big turn of events there at the end of the first quarter, which looked like a rebound that went over the backboard, and the players stopped, and South Knox grabbed it, threw it out to an open Johnson who hit a 3. That's a big swing, but again, Barry's got to come out in the second half, and just a little more fire, a little more intensity than what they had this first half. I think everybody's kind of talked this tournament up as a Barry Fort Wayne Blackhawk 1A preview for a state title, and we are far, far from that in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of good basketball teams, and we talked about South Knox returning 4 starters. A lot of teams that have overlooked South Knox, and they're definitely for real. They have size, they have athletic ability, they got good shooters. And they are causing Barif some fits trying to guard him right now.
All right. Well, both teams back out on the floor. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, second half action, 27-22. South Knox by 5 here at halftime. Back to the Cougar Den after this 3-minute timeout.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and merry Christmas.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back here, start of second half just around the corner here, Nash, 27-22. Vikings trail by five.
Yeah, and one thing South Knox has done a really good job of is taking Gabe Gladish out of this game. He has not even attempted a shot, and they've done it. It's not Gabe's fault or Barre's fault per se, but they've done a really good job of keeping a man, shadowing him the entire length of the floor, and causing some issues. But Gabe's got to keep working hard, trying to get open. But Barre, when they've had success, they've been able to get the ball down low. They've scored, you know, Keegan and Quentin and even Austin, Isaac as well. So Barre's just got to keep attacking, and defensively got to pick it up a little bit.
Will be Barre basketball to start the second half. Keegan O'Neal, he's going to lay it in. Good first set. May got fouled too. 27-24.
I think he got fouled twice, but that's just me. Maybe I'm a homer.
No. Here on that. Barre, man-to-man on defense. Bobe going to set for a long three. Got another one. 30-24. Bryson Graber on the right side. Ainsco down in the short corner. Back to Keegan. Isaac down to Keegan. Layup, got it. 30-26.
He got fouled again. That's one thing that has not been, the whistle has not blown on many fouls. Only like two. Barre had two, and maybe South Knox had one the first half. So yeah, pretty clean game.
Not many. Johnson with it on the baseline. And they're going to get a charge. Keegan O'Neal stood in and took one. Good job sliding over. Barre going to get it back.
That was a nice job of Keegan sliding right down there on the block as South Knox player was driving a little bit out of control. Good job by Keegan stepping in and taking it.
Bryson with it. Out to Isaac Wagler. Keegan O'Neal, going to skip it over. Gladish. Bryson going to set for a three. It's no good, but Bryson going to grab his own rebound. out to Gladish. His forced jumper, no good. Rebounded by South Knox. He got the guy up in the air to get the contact, but then he didn't take the contact, Coach Ash.
Yeah, he did a good job.
And Ficklin going to spin one in on the other end. 32-26.
He did a good job of getting the guy in the air. He just didn't go after the contact.
Bryson Graber. Ainsco got it. Layup. 32-28. Good pass by Bryson.
Lombardi's got to find a way to get some stops strung together. That's the way you get back in a basketball game. You get defensive stops. You get a little momentum on the offensive end. They've been pretty good so far this second half at the, on the offensive end of the floor.
And Ficklin going to dribble it out of bounds on the baseline. So Lombardi's going to get it back on the turnover, trailing by four.
Yeah, Ficklin and Johnson are really looking to drive the ball. And Gabe and Austin are the two guys guarding him. But the other guys have got to be ready to help as well.
Bryson Graber. Keegan's got it. Layup, got it again. And they really went to Keegan out on that left block. 32-30, Vikings to within two.
Well, again, if in South Knox, this is kind of a product of being so tight on Gabe Gladish where they're not sending a double team. And South Knox is going to live and die right now with Keegan O'Neill one-on-one. And Barreve's going to have a big advantage right there.
Bo with it in the lane. His shot is blocked. Here comes Gladish with the basketball. Gabe layup. Got it. He's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. And we're tied at 32.
Again, defensive stops, Mike. That's strung together a few defensive stops. And nice job by Keegan O'Neill on that, getting the outlet. And Gabe finished strong, got fouled, and going to get a free throw.
Coach David Burgett wants a full timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:54 left, third quarter, 32-32. Back to the Cougar Den after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
We're tied at 32 here. 3 minutes gone, second half, 32 all. Gladish going to the line, looking to complete the three-point play.
Good little stretch here for Barreve. It's a good timeout by Coach Burkett.
So Gabe's free throw is up. Got it, 33-32, Barreve by a point.
It's the first lead Barreve's had in a long time. Let's see if they can buckle down here on defense and keep stringing some stops together.
Johnson's got it. He's guarded by Gabe Gladish. And Ainsco going to pick one off, get it out to Keegan. His pass going to be tipped away. Keegan going to pick it back up, however. Isaac Wagler's got it. And Barry going to reset. Bryson Graber. Behind the back. Layup. Got it. 35-32. Barry now by three. Good job right there by Keegan of not forcing anything. He got the turnover and had it tapped away for a second, found a guard. Bryson got the layup. Bobe shot off the glass, no good. Keegan with a rebound. Off to Bryson. Isaac Wagler going to set for three. No good. Rebound, however, going to be picked up by South Knox. Gosh dang it. Here comes Bobe on the run. Johnson going to set for three. No good. Keegan with the rebound. Ball on the floor. South Knox picks it back up.
That's got to be a foul there. South Knox got a break.
Bobe with it. going to set for another three. Short, rebounded by Gladish. So all ends up where it should, I suppose.
Yes. Ball doesn't lie, Michael.
35-32 Vikings.
Good job here by Barry, slowing it down a little bit. They're going to get Keegan O'Neal, try to get him another post touch.
Ainsco going down. His shot no good. Out to Keegan. Keegan going to set for three. It's long. Ainsco with the rebound. Out to Gladish. Gabe, wild layup, no good, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. Gabe did a good job right there of avoiding the charge because yeah. Johnson was there and he was ready to take it.
Yeah, he did a good job also, a little head fake and didn't travel. It seems like that move is called so often, a little shot fake and head fake, and officials jump all over that. But Gabe did a good job of slowing it down a little bit.
38-32. Likes by four. Gabe will have one more. Gabe second. Got that one as well. 37-32. South Knox with the basketball. 3 minutes left in the quarter. Fickling going to work on Ainsco. Going to back it out. Fickling. Johnson now. Bobe. Wellage. Going to hit a cutting Fickling. Fickling going to lay it in. And they got Ainsco in the air. And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
That was a really nice cut by Fickling. And then what he did is just a little head fake. And Ainsco went up to block the shot. And Fickling waited on the contact and got the three-point opportunity. So he'll get one free throw.
Fickling at the line. His free throw is good. 37-35.
That's 15 for Fickling right now.
Bryson Graber with it.
Garrett Holscher into the game, 5'10 sophomore.
Bryson. Keegan, little jump hook. Got another one. 39-35. Good set. Just brought Keegan off a little curl, little screen on the baseline. Keegan got another one. Vikings by four. Fickling. Going to skip it over. Three going to be put up. Going to be long. Rebounded by Ainsco. Gets it off to Bryson Graber. Here comes Bryson. Wants to run with it. Bryson. Keegan back to Bryson. 2 minutes left in the quarter. Keegan with it. Spins off the glass. No good. Rebounded by South Knox.
That's a good spin move.
And they're going to get another charge as Holscher out of control. Gabe Gladish going to stand in and take one. And that's been two that are pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's a nice job by Gabe. Just lined it up. And, again, South Knox player just needed to slow down. He had a two-on-one where they could have got a layup, but kind of forced the issue.
So Barry with the basketball, 39-35. Vikes lead by four. Coming up on a minute and a half left in the quarter. Bryson. Ainsco. Going to lay it up. Got it. 41-35. Vikings now by six.
Again, that's what happens when Keegan O'Neal gets going. There's so much attention drawn to him. And Austin just caught it at the top and was able to drive in. Good strong drive and lay it in.
Fickling going to set for another three. No good. Isaac with the rebound. Here comes Bryson. We're coming up on a minute left in a quarter. Let's see if Barry tries to get the last one.
I think they've got a set called here.
I think it's one where if you get a layup, you'll take it. Keegan with it down in the post. Going to lay it up and in. That would be a layup, Aaron Ash. 43-35.
Yeah, good job. Barry's done such a good job of getting the ball to him in a position where he can score this quarter. He's got 10 points in this third quarter alone.
Fickling.
Well, that's another charge. I didn't call it.
Fickling going to set for three. 30 seconds left in the quarter. No good. And the air ball offensive rebound is going to find Wellage, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Bad break for the Vikings.
Yeah, Austin Ainsco did a good job. He stood there, and I thought he probably could have got a charge called, and didn't get it. His man shot an air ball three that fell into the hands of Wellage. They get two free throws. Foul's going to be on Keegan, his first.
Wellage's first free throw is long. We'll have another. Wellage with one more. 29.2 left in the quarter. Missed them both. Ains go with the rebound. Bryson's got it. Here comes Marie with the basketball. Going to try to get the last one of quarter number three. Bryson. Down to Ainsco. Ainsco layup. Got it. South Knox is going to have 10 seconds, but Marie got a layup. Here comes Fickling with it. Fickling. Ball behind his back. Going to be picked off. Kicked on the floor. And it's not going to matter. That's going to do it. Good close to the quarter. And Barreve's defense really got handsy at the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 45-35 Vikings. Back to North Davies after this one-minute timeout.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildopson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to
back
be treated.
At the Cougar Den, good quarter for the Vikings, 45-35, Coach Ash.
Yeah, and Barry really imposed its will on the inside. Keegan O'Neill had probably the best quarter that he's had all year. He had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 in that quarter. And also, Austin Ainsco had a good quarter. I thought Bryson Graber passed the ball well. Gabe threw in five points that quarter, just kind of scrappy 5 points. He still has not attempted a three-point field goal.
And to start quarter number four, Fickling going to lay one in over Ainsco, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
And Coach Burkett is really, he really likes that matchup with Fickling and Ainsco. That's going to be Austin's third foul. They're really, really working on Ainsco. Fickling a little quicker, a little more athletic than Austin, and he's done a nice job of being able to get himself to the free throw line and also finding ways to score.
Misses the free throw, however. Isaac going to grab the rebound. Here comes Barry with it. 45-37. Keegan with it at the elbow. Off the glass, got another one. 47-37.
And what they did on that set, Mike, is they put Gabe Gladish on the same side as Keegan, where there could be no double team from Gabe's man.
Yep.
Keegan did just a nice job of working himself to the basket.
Wellage with it out high. Ball going to be picked off. Bryson Graber going to take it away. Bryson going to dribble it into the half court. Keegan's got it back to Bryson. They wanted to find Gabe in transition. Just they're even running to him in transition.
Yeah, they are.
Bryson down to Keegan. Keegan going to step through everybody, lay it up. No good. Ball on the floor. South Knox picks it up.
That was a good move. He just did not connect with the shot.
Layup on the other end, no good, but Wellage going to follow it and lay it in. 47-39. Timeout, South Knox. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:37 left. 47-39. Back to the Cougar Den in 30 seconds.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company,
15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
47-39 Vikings, 6:37 left. Coach Ash.
Yeah, really good second half so far. There's still 6:37 left. Barive had an opportunity there to go up 12. Could not connect, and then South Knox was able to come down and score to cut it to 8. So, you know, Barive needs to, again, continue to be efficient on the offensive end while also keeping the ball out of the paint. South Knox has done a good job here in the second half. Their points have come inside on drives and in the paint.
A little full court pressure here by South Knox. Going to throw it way ahead. Isaac Wagler had it out to Bryson, and they wanted to get Keegan and just couldn't quite get him totally behind the defense for a layup. Looks like South Knox going to bring some traps. Bryson down the lane, little floater, got it. 49-39.
South Knox is going to try to pick the tempo up, but that also is going to provide Barive with some opportunities. Whenever you trap someone, if Barive attacks the middle of the floor, then a lot of times you're going to get yourself a good look at the basket.
Bogue going to set for another three. No good. And Isaac Wagler going to pick it away. Here comes Bryson Graber. Bryson and Isaac going to travel with it. And Isaac just could not make a clean catch right there. Barive going to give it back. 49-39.
Bryson is holding his wrist. I don't know if he's got a little blood on his wrist or if there's anything else wrong with it. Keeps rubbing it.
Johnson guarded by Gladish. Fickling. Oh. And he's going to be fouled by Keegan O'Neill.
You know, with all the...
Keegan fouled the heck out of the ball right there. I'm going
to
say it.
With the way the game's been called, that's not even close to a foul.
Well, that was a good basketball play by Keegan coming with the help when the offensive player's back was turned. So Fickling's got it on the inbounds. Ball on the floor, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. Barry's going to get it back. So they deflected it from Fickling. Fickling going to try to tap it to his own offensive player. Taps it out of bounds, and the Vikings going to get it again with a 10-point lead. And Coach Josh Thompson now wants a 30-second timeout. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. That's resetting everything. 49-39, 5:16 left there now.
Oh yeah, I like to look down there and see that our trainer is just taping Bryson's wrist with covering up some blood, it looks like. So
okay, there's your...
That's
there's your reason. Thank you, Brandy.
Yes. We need a sideline reporter, Mike. We need someone down there in the trenches.
I know.
To shoot us information.
I'm trying
here.
To think who would be a logical candidate for that.
Yeah. I'm sure the list would be long. If we open that job application up, it doesn't pay very well, but...
Tyson Wagler. He knows everything anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true. And if he doesn't, he'll make it up. So
49-39. Vikings ball, 5:16 left. There's a tie-up. It will be Barive basketball. Barive, Bryson. Layup off the glass, no good. Here comes South Knox. I think he got bumped.
He got fouled multiple times, but that's not the shot.
South Knox going to... break everybody down, get a layup on the other end. 49-41.
See if Barive can...
Isaac Wagler with it on the left side, out to Keegan. Keegan holding it way out high. Bryson's got it in the center circle now. See what Barive tries to do here. If they're content to take a little time, Johnson going to have to give a foul to Bryson Graber. And that's going to be team foul number 5 or number 6. Team 5, South Knox, their 5th team foul. Barive 2 away from the bonus. And Bar Eve going to take a timeout. Had a hard time getting the ball inbounds for just a second. They had it inbounds. Bryson went to the backcourt to get it, but maybe just not the urgency that you wanted right there, Coach Ash.
Yeah, no, it was a good timeout by Coach Thompson. He could feel that four count, get into that four and a half, and he quickly called timeout as Ainsco had not thrown the ball inbounds yet. 4:26 left, and you know, you expect South Knox to really ramp up the pressure. Barry's going to have to do a good job of taking care of the basketball, probably going to have opportunities to make free throws coming up. It'll be interesting to see if Barry tries to spread it right now or if we're going to maybe try to work the ball down the post one more time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So under 4.5, 8-point lead for the Vikings. Bar Eve, basically all of their offense, if you look at a shot chart after this game, especially in the second half, it's going to be all in that paint area. Bryson Graber gets it on the inbounds. Out to Gladish. Ainsco over to Keegan. Back to Bryson. Bryson bounces it over to Isaac. Isaac going to drive around everybody, lay it up, no good, but Isaac going to be fouled, go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, it looked like Barry was just kind of spreading the floor, looking to take advantage of those driving opportunities, and Isaac got his man on his hip and really drove it hard to the basket. Get an opportunity to shoot two free throws. It's going to be the sixth team foul on South Knox. So Barry will be in the bonus from here on out.
Isaac's first free throw is short. He'll have one more.
This game's far from over. Barry's got to keep at it on both ends of the floor. There's a lot of time left.
Second free throw, long, but Keegan grabs a rebound. Ainsco layup, no good. Isaac Wagler going to grab it now. Barry going to spread it out. Ainsco with it on the backside layup. Got it. And that is Barry just sticking to it. 51-41.
Started with a Keegan O'Neill offensive rebound, and then it was an Ainsco, Isaac Wagler. Good job, Barry, staying after it.
Bob with it. They're going to get a foul on.
Oh, they're going to call it on Bryson Graber. Just because I think he already heard the crowd with Keegan O'Neill went up and blocked it. So he's going to call it on the guy close to Keegan because he knew he'd get.
Here's the part where the official lies to the coach and says he hit him with the body. I love that. Bryson weighs a buck 50.
Oh, wow.
Bob's free throw in and good. 51-42. He'll have one more. Second one is short. Rebounded by Ainsco. Ainsco got pushed. No call. Isaac Wagler over to Bryson. Barry will be in the bonus the rest of the game with a 9-point lead. Keegan. Isaac. Layup. No good.
Oh, he passed it to himself.
Bob going to set for three. Got it.
Oh,
gosh,
wow.
It. 51-45.
They missed a foul down here. I should have sent Barry to the line. And I thought it was a turnover down here on the other end of the floor. But it doesn't matter what we think, Mike. It's a 3-point field goal for Gage Bob. That's his third three tonight. Cuts the lead to 51-45. Only a 6-point lead with 3:11 to go.
All right. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. Vikings by six. Back to the Cougar Den after this 30-second timeout. 3:11 left. Mike's by 6, 51-45. Just not able to totally close the door.
Now, Barry's had a few opportunities around the basket, a few layups, a few little shots around the basket. They haven't gotten fouled, and they haven't been able to connect. And a few of those go down, and it's 6-point leads, you know, up around that 10 range. Barry's going to have to do a good job taking care of the basketball, making free throws here. South Knox is going to really tighten their defense up. Barry is in the bonus.
Bryson Graber. This pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. And Barry going to get it back.
It's kind of a lazy pass by Bryson, but Keegan also has to go after the pass, go meet the pass.
Bryson with it. 3 minutes left exactly. He's guarded by Holscher. Over to Isaac. Back to Bryson. Bryson Graber. It's a back-cutting Gabe Gladish. Gabe going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. Good back cut by Gabe.
A dangerous pass by Bryson, but did a good job where Gabe was the only one that could catch it.
Thing is, when you turn your head in full denial defense, that offensive player is always going to have the first chance to catch it. That's what Gabe did. Free throw, in and out, no good. And all the way down and popped out.
It's the third free throw in a row here that Barry's missed in this fourth quarter.
Gabe got the second, 52-45. 2:40 left. South Knox with the basketball. Bobe sets for a three from the corner, and he got another one. 52-48. And another South Knox timeout. We'll take one, two. 2:30 left. 52-48. Back to the Cougar Den in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
2:30 left, 52-48, Vikings by four, Coach Ash.
And South Knox has picked up here the last few minutes of kind of their shooting from the first quarter where they made several threes. They made five in that first quarter, and Bob has back-to-back threes here with under 3 minutes to go, keeping the Spartans in the game, 52-48. Barave will take it out underneath South Knox basket. In the bonus, 17 fouls. A long way to go.
On the inbounds, Bryson Graber. Over to Ainsco. Ainsco bounces it over to Keegan. And Keegan going to be fouled by Fickling. That's going to be a bonus situation. 18 fouls now on South Knox. Keegan to the line.
This is where Barrieve has to extend the lead at the foul line.
Free throw no good. Ainsco going to grab it, however. Get it out to Bryson. Back to Ainsco. Keegan, layup, got it. More good rebounding. 54-48.
Good rebounding, good passing.
Fickling. His shot going to be blocked, but another foul. Fickling going to go to the line to shoot two. We're going to get that on Keegan. That's his third.
Neither team has shot the ball particularly well from the free throw line.
Pickling got that one, 54-49. We'll have another one. Got them both, 54-40.
Both teams are going to be in the bonus from here on out.
Bryson Graber bringing it up against man-to-man pressure. Keegan O'Neill with it. Layup, got it again. 56-50. Coming up on a minute and a half. Fickling, ball going to be on the floor, and there's your charge right there. Ainsco finally got one, Aaron Ash.
That's about the second or third time that he's probably deserved one. He did a good job moving his feet. He knew Fickling was going to be driving. He's done a pretty nice job. Fickling has had a really nice game, but Austin has hung in there and done a pretty good job on the defensive end.
On the inbounds, Bryson with it. And pass going to be long. And Coach Josh Thompson unhappy with his point guard.
Yeah. He had Keegan streaking down the floor, and Keegan stopped. But Bryson should not throw that pass with a minute and 30 left. Up six. You make him foul, you go to the free throw line.
So South Knox with it. Ball going to be almost picked off. Bobes got it. Guarded by Gladish. And ball going to be ripped. Now they're going to get a foul on Gabe Gladish. Fouled the ball again. Ugh. Don't hold me to this, but I think Garrett Kokenauer, Rocker, stepped out of bounds before that.
Ugh. Vikings having a hard time closing this game up here.
Got the free throw, 56-51.
South Knox has really hung with it here, made some timely shots to keep themselves in the game. If those shots don't go down, this game's 10 to 12 points right now.
Got them both, 56-52. A minute 14 left. Barry will be in the double bonus. So, Isaac Wagler on the inbounds. Off to Bryson. Bryson Graber crosses the half court. And he's going to throw it away. And South Knox, layup, got it. And they're going to get a foul on Keegan O'Neill. And with 57.8 left, Garrett Kokenauer going to go to the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Barry wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 56-54 Vikings back to the Cougar Den after this 30-second timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
56-54 Vikings. But Garrett Kokenauer going to the line to complete a three-point play to cut it to one, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, South Knox's defense has really turned it up and caused some timely Viking turnovers where Barry's not getting opportunities to get to the free throw line. They're man pressure, and they've also looked to run and jump trap, and they've done a really nice job getting themselves back in the game. And it was a huge steal, and then Kokenauer did a nice job sprinting up the floor and got fouled by Keegan O'Neill, which is his fourth foul, and also has an opportunity at the free throw line right now to cut it to one. I mean, 57.8 seconds to go. Barreve 56, South Knox 54. 9 team fouls on South Knox. So Barry will be in the double bonus when they come out, and if they get to the free throw line. South Knox, Barry still has 8 team fouls, so South Knox will still have one more one-on-one opportunity.
So Kochenauer at the line. Looking to cut it to one. He does. On the inbounds, Bryson Graber. Here comes Barry. Bryson with it. We're under 50. Over to Gladys. Gabe going to have it poked away for a second. He picks it back up. Gabe over to Isaac. Isaac. Out to Bryson. Bryson Graber. Over to Gladish. We're coming up on 20 seconds. Gabe Gladish. We're at 15. Ball going to be tapped out of bounds, and Barry going to get it back with 13 seconds.
South Knox allowed Barry to take a lot of time off the clock there.
So 13.2 on the inbounds. Gabe Gladish with it. And Gabe over to Isaac. Keegan. And they're going to call a foul on South Knox. And Keegan going to go to the line to shoot two with 7 seconds left. South Knox going to have to take what has to be their last time out, Aaron Ash.
I would think that has to be. It seems like they've called several. Going to be a 30, so yeah, I think that is going to be their last one. So Keegan O'Neill will have a chance to go to the line and shoot two. Well, hats off to South Knox. They have really did a good job getting themselves back in the game with defensive pressure causing turnovers and then also making some timely shots, some good drives to the basket. They made their free throws in this fourth quarter, which they've struggled with leading up to this quarter. Let's see if the big man can get to that line and knock two shots down. Even if Barry makes two free throws, South Knox will have a chance to tie the game if Barry can connect on both.
So Keegan going to the line to shoot two. 7 seconds left. 56-55 Vikings.
The lights just went out back here, right behind where Keegan O'Neill is shooting a free throw. Unbelievable. All the lights on the upper balcony just went out.
Keegan gonna miss it. He's got one more. The Vikings have not done themselves any favors at the line in the fourth quarter. One more free throw for Keegan. Second free throw, also long. Here comes South Knox. Fickling has the basketball. He's going to spin, wild shot, no good. Ball game over. Barrie survives somehow. The final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 56-55. Vikings hold on over South Knox in a game where the last couple of minutes marred by some missed Viking free throws. South Knox knocks in a couple threes. They keep it close, but Barrie gets the last defensive stop to win it. Brandon Fickling's shot rolls off and the Vikings win it by a point. 56-55. We're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout, and when we come back we'll have all the post-game show. Aaron Ash with tonight's final statistics, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a visit from the coach Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings win it over South Knox, 56-55. Back to the Cougar Den after this 1 minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At the Cougar Den, 56-55, Vikings win it. Final statistics tonight, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, we'll start with South Knox. They were led by Justin Fickling, a junior forward. He had a very nice ball game tonight. He had 19 points. He had 2 3-point field goals. He had 5 2-point field goals. And he was 3 for 6 from the free throw line for his 19. 13 for Gage Bobe. 4 3-point field goals, 1 of 2 from the line. 9 points for Nick Johnson on 3 3-point field goals, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points from Garrett Kokenauer, 1 2-point field goal, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 5 points for Noah Thomas, 1 3-point field goal, 1 2-point field goal. And 4 points for Zach Wellage. He had 2 2-point field goals, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Fickling led the way with 19, Gage Bobe 13, 9 for Nick Johnson, 5 for Garrett Kokenauer and Noah Thomas, and 4 for Zachary Wellage. For Bari, they were led by Keegan O'Neill. Keegan had 20 tonight. Definitely his best outing of the season. He had 10 two-point field goals. He was 0 for 3 from the free throw line, though. But he did have 20 points. 13 for Austin Ainsco. Austin had 5 2-point field goals and 1 3-point field goal for his 13. Bryson Graber with 9 had 1 3-point field goal, 3 2-point field goals. 6 for Isaac Wagler, 3 2-point field goals, also 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 for Gabe Gladish, he had 1 2-point field goal, and Gabe was 4 of 5 from the free throw line for his 6. And Quentin Yoder rounded the scoring out. He had 1 2-point field goal for 2 points, and he was 0 for 1 from the free throw line. So again, Keegan O'Neill with 20, Austin Ainsco 13, Bryson Graber 9, Isaac Wagler and Gabe Gladish with 6 each, and Quentin Yoder with 2. Quarter scoring. Bariv was outscored in the first quarter 17-13 as the Spartans took a 4-point lead. Second quarter, South Knox extended their lead to 27-22 by outscoring Bariv 10-9. The third quarter saw the tides shift as Bariv outscored South Knox 23-8 in the quarter, taking a 45-35 lead, a 10-point lead into the fourth. And then South Knox was able to really cut into that 10-point lead. They outscored Bariv 20-11 in that fourth quarter, but Bariv escapes with a 56-55 hard-fought victory. Lots of areas to improve on, but also lots of positives as well, Mike.
Yeah, it was a situation where you come back from a halftime deficit and played a very excellent third quarter, and then the fourth quarter just not able to close the deal, but South Knox obviously made some plays, and I mean that just shows you how quickly a game can turn with a couple turnovers, a couple missed free throws, and a couple made threes on the other end.
That's exactly right. Bari did themselves no favors when they spread the floor with probably around 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes is when they kind of spread the floor out, and you know, Bari has experience. They've got good ball handlers and they've got good free throw shooters, and they have to be able to take a 10-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go and be able to ice the basketball game, and they did not do a very good job. They survived. Felt like a lot of the games last year, Mike, where you walked away thinking, how did we win? Found a way, but Bari's foul shooting and ball control late in the game was just not up to par and not where we wanted to be. But like you said, Mike, it's December 27th, so those things are, there's time to improve on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, certainly is, and we'll take the win. We move on. Bari will play tomorrow. It'll be Clay City in the semifinal. And what time will that be a 6 o'clock game again?
That's a 7:30 start, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, all I think Murray will be the last game. Yes, 7:30.
All right. Well, a little bit of hardware to pass out. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Coach Ash, tell us who you like. Tell us why.
All right, we're turning the headset over again.
Uh-oh.
It's Eli time.
On our post-game show, we have one of the top second-grade players in the state of Indiana who's led the Vikings to how many basketball tournament championships have we won so far this winter, Eli?
Two.
So we're 2 for 2. You're the leading scorer. You're the point guard. You're the man with the ball in your hands. You're dominating. You're the future. So since you know all this, Eli, tell us who the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player is tonight and tell me why.
The Barry Vikings player of the game is Keegan O'Neill with 20 points.
All right, Eli. So I got to ask you here on the post game. Keegan had a good game. Why are you naming him the Ford Tough player of the game?
He just was driving and he was posting up and just could knock the points in.
He was just being the big dude out there, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, Eli, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game is Keegan O'Neill. So, Eli, when is your next game?
Sometime in January.
When's your next practice?
I don't know.
Who's the best coach, your dad or Tyson?
My dad.
Yeah, that goes without saying. So, Eli, thank you for being on the post game. And anytime you want to steal the headset from your dad, feel free. Go Cubs, go Chris Bryant. All right, that is Eli Ash, a star in the making in Viking Nation. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough player of the game. Keegan O'Neill, and Keegan with 20 points. Gave the Vikings that separation in the third quarter. Good halftime adjustment by the Vikings, isolating Keegan on that side. And, you know, Coach Ash, after 9 days, a win is a win is a win is a win. It was not closed down well, but they got the stop when they needed to at the end.
Well, you got the stop when you needed to, but also, you know, I think what you have to take away is Keegan's play tonight. You know, this is kind of what everybody expected coming into the season, and it's not easy when you're 6'8 and you're getting double and triple teamed. You get frustrated. Keegan's had foul trouble, but tonight, you know, he started the game. He missed his first 3 shots, and you're thinking, here we go. You know, it's not going to be a good night for him. But when the Vikings really needed him in that third quarter, he really stepped up, and Barry did a good job of getting him the ball on the block. South Knox did not do a very good job of sending a double team. Keegan got a lot of one-on-one opportunities. But, you know, you got to pick your poison. And you know, I'm not going to criticize South Knox for not sending double and triple teams, because Keegan's a good passer. And, you know, there's other ways that he can beat you. And he did a good job tonight when Barib needed him to put the ball in the basket.
All right. Joined now on the post game by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 56-55. And, Coach, well, speak your piece, my friend.
Well, I didn't think we came out very focused. We didn't come out ready to play. Put ourselves behind the eight ball. Did a nice job executing there in the third quarter, first part of the fourth quarter. But, again, I didn't say this on the pregame because I wanted to kind of wait and see how things played out. I'm going to be real honest with you, Mike. Tonight played out about the way that I thought it would with our walkthrough this morning. In fact, guys came in. We're just kind of going through the motions. You know, and sometimes you get caught up in reading stuff that are looking at predictions and stuff on websites. And I just didn't think our guys had a focus. And I got into them at the end of the walkthrough about how they were approaching things. And, you know, if you take teams lightly, they got a chance to come in and pop you. And I thought South Knox gave great effort tonight, did a great job of taking us out of things we wanted to run with our sets. But then when we started getting things going with our low motion and getting the ball to Keegan on that left side of the floor, I thought Keegan stepped up and had a real big game for us.
You know, and we talked a lot about it. It's amazing. And I think a lot of people just assume, hey, we're going to get this big you know, 1A matchup with Bar Even Blackhawk like we did last year in the final and all the, you know, and it's, I thought, and Aaron and I talked about it in the pregame, just not a lot of respect. And I'm not going to say from the Bar Eve fans or from anybody in particular, but, you know, South Knox is a sectional championship team in Class 2A, and they've got four starters back.
Absolutely.
I mean,
they lost a key piece with Brandon Fickling, but Brandon Fickling is not the only reason they won two sectionals in a row. I mean, those guys that they've got back this year are nice players. We knew what they could do. I felt like Coach Scott did a tremendous job in his scout. David, you know, being in his first year there at South Knox, but he was there with Mark the last couple years, and big reason why they won a couple sectionals. And David works his tail off, and we knew they were going to be a tough opponent, but again, I didn't think our guys were very focused and walked through, and we played like that in the first half.
Quite frankly, got to do a better job closing games out.
Without being said, yeah, I mean, what happened was we had a couple turnovers there. We had some silly passes against the press that were no call to be made, and turned it over, and then we started leaving our feet. But, you know, again, those are things that we got to work on and we got to get better at.
Well, quick turnaround, and that's a good thing about playing in a three-day tournament. We get to sit here and watch a little bit of Lagodie and North Davies. And then it's a very, very quick turnaround to tomorrow night in Clay City.
Well, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are probably thinking about us playing Blackhawk, but, you know, we got to come out and play against Clay City tomorrow. That's the only game that I'm worried about, and I told our kids that in the locker room. That's the only game I'm worried about is playing against a tough and gritty, very scrappy Clay City team. And, you know, you and I have talked about this, Mike. You know, teams want to beat us. I mean, it's not like, you know, when they beat us, they're beating you know, Sisters of the Poor. Every team that comes out here and plays against us is going to give us the absolute best that they got, and I think that's a credit to David and his staff. They did a tremendous job tonight.
Well, Clay City tomorrow, Dribble Drive, and, you know, we know what to expect. And, Coach, congratulations. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, that's Bar Eve basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight, 56-55. Well, Lagodie and North Davies getting ready to roll here in game number two. And it was a good one up here last week where Lagodie fell to North Davies 58-56. And here on the postgame show tonight also, as we've had a pretty crowded gymnasium and we've already had a little bit of royalty, at least in the state of Indiana, as Purdue coach Matt Painter in the house tonight. The rumor on the street is that Indiana University coach Archie Miller going to be here this week, and joined now on a postgame show by Drew Davis of the most popular college sports website on the entire World Wide Web, Pigs.com, Drew, I know you are from you're from Washington, Indiana, and you're one of the writers for Pigs. But I mean, this is a phenomenal tournament.
Yeah, they do a great job. I mean, you look back not just this year, but over the course of the history of this event. You know, I was sitting here, you know, saying to the guys behind me that you think back, Jaren Jackson Jr., the third pick in last year's NBA draft, played in this event. Which is pretty crazy if you think about it. You know, small county like Davies County, and you're attracting players and teams like that. You got Blackhawk Christian this year with obviously IU target Caleb First, and you have a really good 3A team in Brownstown Central who's consistently good every year. Can really shoot the basketball usually, and then the 1A teams in this event like Bar Eve, Lagodie, and North Davies are always very competitive and have good teams. And it just makes for a really good event, and the people in this area are very, very lucky to have this event.
Bar Eve just finishes off South Knox 56-55. Didn't close the game well. You turn the ball over here, miss a free throw there, and the other team goes down and bangs a couple of threes, and that's what you get. But just talk about the atmosphere for a second.
Yeah, fans got into that game, you know, close game late. Got real interesting there at the end when it looked like Barry was going to pull away late in that third quarter. They got the ball to O'Neill, and he started to do his thing, and that's when Barry really went on that run. But both fan bases were into it, and it made for a really interesting last couple minutes. And obviously I wasn't watching anyone particularly in that game, but it was a really fun game to watch down the stretch, honestly.
Obviously your work for Pigs.com with thousands and thousands of subscribers and millions of web hits and everything else. Mm-hmm. And, we're right in the middle of not only the Bible Belt, but Indiana University Hoosier country. Talk a little bit about not only your job, but some of the prospects you've seen and what you think maybe of the first kid from Fort Wayne Blackhawk, the 6'10 sophomore that everybody's here to see.
Yeah, Caleb, this is the first time he played in, 3 weeks. He's coming off that hand injury where he hurt his offhand. He has to play with that splint. And you could kind of tell, he wasn't able to go to his offhand when he was wanting to dribble. And that's a big part of Caleb's game, honestly, is being able to face up and attack from the perimeter. He can usually spread the floor. He shot one jump shot tonight, didn't make it, but he's usually able to do that. He's gotten a lot better athletically over the last year or so, and that's an area that's really helped him. And he's got a lot of skill for a kid at 6'9", 6'10". I think he's going to be one of the better players in the Midwest in his class if he keeps improving and getting better. And I think he'll definitely be one of the best players in the state up there with guys to Evansville Wrights and Christian Lander. And you got Trey Kaufman down in Silver Creek. So Southern Indiana, this is a really good class for Southern Indiana with the talent they have. But obviously the heavy hitters for Indiana in this 2019 class, I was able to watch one of them last week in a national event in Keon Brooks Jr., And he was very, very good. He screams NBA upside with his tools. 6'9", 6'10", long on the wing, athleticism that's absolutely ridiculous. He could shoot it. He's gotten a lot better at putting the ball on the floor, and he's gotten a lot better with his three-point shot since making the move to La Lumiere. And he's a guy that I think is really going to turn some heads at the next level. It may take him a little bit because he's so raw. But I think he's going to have a very good college career. And he's in the 2019 class, he's probably the guy that intrigues me the most.
So where's he going to college?
That's to be determined.
Do not be politically correct. Put your money where your mouth is. You're just making a prediction as the situation sits today.
If I had to make a prediction today, knowing everything I know, gun to the head, I would not bet against Indiana.
I like it. So first half of the season, as you mentioned, a lot of IU basketball fanatics in the area. Your thoughts on the Hoosiers so far?
I think it's a team that actually, has done a lot well considering the circumstances they've been dealt. Obviously they had a lot of new faces come in, a lot of new pieces. Juwan Morgan's the, lone returning guy, and he's done a good job of leading this group and just really taking ownership of this whole thing. And he's done a good job of taking those young guys under his wing. And you look at Romeo, expectations were extremely high coming into Indiana for him, whether that was, unfair to him or not. And I think, he, without the exception of his perimeter shooting, he's been really good. He's been as good as anyone could have expected. He's been everything that you would want out of, top five freshmen coming in. And you look at a guy like Robert Fennessy, and that's a guy that has really, really, caught my eye. Just the little things he does, the timely shots he hits, his ability to have a great feel for the game is something also, and his IQ for the game. That's another thing with Rob that you can always count on. He's going to make the smart play 9 times out of 10, and that's something that's very valuable, and I think his impact on the program the next 4 years is going to be unmatched, and that's an incredible get for Archie Miller in his first class to get him.
Let's talk about, before we let you go, a lot of Bar E fans, and the Vikings were not, very sharp tonight. It's been a 9-day layoff since the Northeast Dubois game last week. But, a lot of fans, you've got one eye on that Fort Wayne Blackhawk potential game on Saturday night. What do the Vikings, how do they match up? What did you see? I'm not going to call it a doable situation, but it seems to me at least like Bar Eve has kind of the tools to physically match up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely size-wise with the bodies. Bar Eve has Keegan O'Neill and they have a couple other big guys that they can run in there, you know, give him a break and maybe, you know, check it Caleb first. And if there's one knock on Caleb so far, it has been that, you know, when things get physical, he kind of shies away from contact, but he's gotten a lot better at that since, you know, his freshman year, which, you know, sometimes expect it when you're, you know, a freshman throwing into that varsity level. But that's one thing that Bar Reef has to their advantage there. But the other thing that I think it's going to take for Bar Reef to have a really good chance to win that game is Gabe Gladish getting to shoot it really well. He's a very important player for them, and if he could shoot it well, I think Bar Reef has a chance. But and ultimately, I think one of the underrated matchups in that game will be how does Bar Reef slow down the Davidson kid? he's a nice player. He played on Indy Heat Red, I want to say, over the summer, and he's a guy that, you know, may not be a Division I player, but he's still going to go to, someone was telling me.
I think it's University of Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's...
Which has been the top-ranked team in Division II.
Yes.
And you and I both know the GLBC is better than probably half of the Division I conferences.
Yeah, there's a lot of lower-level D1s that, you know, you look at, and you look at the GLBC, and you say that's right there with them, if not better. And I think when you're going to school like that, I think that says a lot. And I think he's gotten a lot better since when I saw him over the summer. His ability to shoot it has improved a lot. And he's been able to, you know, put the ball on the floor. And he's shown that he's bulked up a little bit, which has allowed him to finish around the rim more. And I think that's a very key matchup for Bar even that game.
All right. Well, Drew, coming back in the next couple days?
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow night for sure. And likely to be back Saturday night as well.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking a few minutes. And, of course, hey, anytime we can get not only an expert, but an expert from the county on to talk about IU, it's a big night. So, hey, thanks for stopping
thanks
by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Drew Davis from Pigs.com as here checking out not only all the tournament, Bar Reef, South Knox, Fort Wayne, Blackhawk, and everybody else. And thank you to him for stopping by. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Bar Reef wins it over South Knox. 56-55, a game that they trailed by 5 at halftime, came back and took a 10-point lead in the third quarter, and held on late. A couple of late turnovers, a couple of missed free throws. South Knox makes some big shots, but Bar Reef gets the stop that they need, and they win it. Vikings, 56-55. Thanks to Caleb back at the station, keeping us on air online, and join us again tomorrow night, Bar Reef and Clay City, right back here at the Graber Post. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reef Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
4-Star Country, The General, 95.9, 101.3.